When telephones were ready to be used, hardly anybody cared to put one in his house. People admitted that telephones were wonderful and said they would like to know how they worked, but they no more thought of getting one than of flying through the air or going to the bottom of the sea. As a matter of fact, for a long time, they were of little use in a home. Since almost nobody had them, there was no one to talk to. The telephone company sent us letters in which they told us that an important store now had a telephone, and three banks each had one, and some doctors were getting them. But though people saw that a telephone might be useful if there was one in every house, they all decided to wait until everybody had one. Father had to have one downtown, but he wouldn't use it himself. He had it put in the back office, where the bookkeeper used it, telling Father what had been said over it when necessary. But the idea of putting one of these business machines in a home seemed foolish to him. Mother agreed with Father. She didn't like the telephone either. She didn't trust machines of any kind. They weren't human, they made strange noises, and they made her nervous. She never knew what they might do. To her and many other people, the telephone seemed to be something especially fearful. They were afraid of the electricity in it, especially during a storm. Mother wouldn't even touch one. Also, she said, she had to see the face of any person she talked to. She didn't want to be answered by a voice coming out of a box on the wall. Little by little, however, and year by year, the telephone came into use. Some of the large markets and food stores got them, and other places. And when Father had a bad cold and couldn't go to the office, he saw it would be useful in his business to have one at home.